Shut up. Shut up and listen to me right now. This is Fred Schneider, and you're listening to CITR. Shut up and listen to this radio station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like burgers, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:33 in the AM. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Luke Meat. Welcome to the show. Coming up in the next hour and a half, all the noise that's fit to play. Lots of crazy new stuff. Lots of crazy old stuff that I picked up this week as well. And any of you old school industrial heads out there, you're going to love this. I've got a lot of metal banging crap to play you. And I mean, I say crap, I mean, you know, good stuff. However, we'll get to it all in good time. This song has been driving me nuts this week, and it's their first album in 11 years, and I hope you love it as much as I do. From Chapel Hill, North Carolina, this is Polvo.
We'll be right back.
from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the band that proved that that city produced more than Muppet Rock, Polvo, their first album in 11 years, In Prism, it's called. That's the single, Beggar's Bowl. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Luke Mead here, a noise you're listening to on CITR 101.9 FM. Lots of chaos going on here at the university, obviously. It's second week back for the kids here. Lots of cool new people to meet and to greet. And everyone's running around having a really good time. And I'm trying to show them what noise is all about. We actually had one volunteer just return from the All Tomorrow's Parties Festival in Hoboken. Is it Hoboken or Newark? It's in Jersey, either way. And despite many, many stories of playing poker with Steve Albini, that kind of thing, he mentioned that the boredoms were one of the highlights of the festival, as if there'd be any doubt. This time they did 9 drummers at once. What can you say about that? However, I'm going to play some boredoms right now, but a little bit altered in the analog style by a very old friend. And, enough of my acting, because this song is long. Prepare your ears.
Partisan! Bud!
Bud is here!
Awesome!
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 2019, this year's 9th annual New Forms Festival brings together artists from a variety of creative sectors, including electronic music, visual arts, and technology-based installations. Top DJs from around the globe will perform alongside innovative visuals and installations. Additionally, a partnership with the new W2 Community Media Arts Center allows attendees to attend a full-day DJ workshop to learn some of the skills that will be displayed during the festival. Information can be found on www.newformsfestival.com or follow New Forms Fest on Twitter for regular updates.
CITR 101.9 FM. It is 12:01 in the PM. Hope you enjoyed that lovely, lovely repetitiveness. That was audio artist Derek Denholm off of the cassette tape Four Beautiful Mantras, recorded on November of 2000. And this is a 90-minute cassette where he loops four amazing bands. Number one, the Primrods from Calgary, Alberta. Fantastic stuff. I've played that on the show before. He also loops Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach, where he just loops the ending part where it just says Echo Beach Far Away. Lover Boy, good one on that. And it's just Turn Me Loose, Badoomp, Turn Me Loose, Badoomp, and over again. And then you heard there, The Boredoms. And before you heard that, listen to Polvo off of In Prism. We're going to move into some krautrock territory. Great record I picked up this week. A band, I don't really like the name, just because it's just kind of, I don't know, it's not really as cosmic as you'd think by a band that's that sounds like this. The band is called Jane, and they are considered to be krautrock, prog rock, German, and progarchives.com goes on to say the band Jane is considered to be one of the great German space rock bands of the 1970s. They play a progressive rock navigating between a breathtaking guitar solo, a powerful keyboard, and a polish and mighty arrangements and almost constantly dragging tempo. And this added up to the typical Jane's touch and were characteristic for a melodic hard rock that had no equal in Germany. Their music is sometimes close to Pink Floyd, sometimes, anyways, or works groups like Eloy. You be the judge. I put this on and at my apartment, and my wonderful partner, she honestly thought about 5 minutes through, I changed it to Pink Floyd. Either way, this is Jane's third album on Brain Records, great label. And this is Between Heaven and Hell. Thank you.
by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
CITR 101.9 FM. This show is a noise. My name is Luke Meat. What you just heard for the last 15 minutes, some incredible space rock from Germany, 1977. The band is called Jane. Between Heaven and Hell is the name of that one-sided song you heard there. We're going to get into some kind of a little bit more industrial kind of stuff. This set is specifically going out to Mr. Hans Klaus, actually. Right now, Hans, keep your ears open if you're listening. We've got something by Last Few Days that we're going to start off with. In Last Few Days, one of the more obscure groups from England, including members of 23 Skidoo and filmmaker Daniel Landing. They never wanted to release anything originally, but of course, certain things did get released. We're going to hear something off of Pure Spirit and Saliva, which was recorded throughout their European tour. I believe their only European tour, actually. It says it was recorded on a blisteringly hot day in June of 1986. Kay Warhead and S. Gross from Last Few Days sat in a small box with Dave Henderson with a pile of cassettes and an equalization unit that no one understood and a Revox. And this is the result. I absolutely love this record, and it's pretty rare. So if you're interested, please listen. And we're going to follow it up with some Test Department and some Einsterzein Neubauten. But for now, we're going to hear some Last Few Days.
Thank you. Sharon! Helen! Stay off some
bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Frank Rumbletone will be in the house at 3 o'clock today. Keep your dial locked on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. And what did you hear in that last set? Well, very, very old school industrial for you. We started off with the very obscure and very unrecorded Last Few Days off of Pure Spirit and Saliva. We heard a Megaphobia. Next, we heard the one of the true inventors of the genre and no strangers from the band Last Few Days, Test Department, off of Beating the Retreat with Total State Machine. And then we heard their German counterparts, Einsturzende Neubauten, off of Strategies Against Architecture. 1980 to 83. The recordings were, and that was Mikroben and Steh auf Berlin. Anyways, lots of crazy news going on in Vancouver. My God, Vancouver feels like a real city. Maybe, I hate to say it, are the Olympics to blame, but people are coming to this city. And we'll get into it in the month of October, but I'm going to talk about the month of December right now, and namely December 7th. And at the Scotiabank Dance Theater, prepare yourselves, Vancouver. Jandek is playing live, and a very, very, very rare performance. He doesn't perform very much at all. And, well, actually, he didn't perform at all, period, until about maybe 5 years ago, I think it was. And I believe this might be his second Canadian performance, but he's never been to Vancouver before. Jandek, if you don't know, he is the reclusive Texan that has been putting out two albums a year since 1977 under the name Corwood Industries. It's his own label. It's just a P.O. box. Don't bother looking it up on the net. He doesn't believe in computers, and no one knows a goddamn thing about him. It's amazing. Check out the documentary, Jandek on Corwood. He is, I don't know, he's one of the reasons why college radio exists, and there is no fence sitters when it comes to Jandek at all. You either love him or hate him, but he is coming to town, and being one of the few who has seen him in the past, I'd highly recommend you check it out if you want something truly surreal and terrifying yet beautiful at the same time. And goes on, get this, he's playing with local artists, which is amazing. He's going to be playing with Jeffrey Allport, Wendy Atkinson, who's an amazing bass player, Rachel Wadham, and Josh Stevenson. Be prepared. It says on the website here on ticketstonight.com or .ca, be ready for a night of musical intensity. There will be no opening act. Well, there you go. December 7th at the Scotiabank Dance Theater, I believe it is. There's not going to be very much, or Dance Center, there's not going to be very much dancing going on, I'm afraid. There's going to be emotional perplexity and sonic dissonance. What we're going to listen to, actually, is Jandek's new release. It's his performance in Portland, released at the Hollywood Theater April 20th, 2006. And, this is just lovely. And this will give you an idea of what you're in for. This is Jandek on A Noise. Thank you.
senses. What?
Jandek live in Portland at night, 2006. Hollywood Theater, April 20th. The album is called Portland Thursday. Double disc set. And he is coming here to Vancouver December 7th at the Scotiabank Dance Center. His first, and I don't want to say possibly last, but possibly last time ever coming to Vancouver. Tickets are a little bit, I don't know, they're a little pricey, but check it out at www.ticketstonight.ca. And we're going to leave you with, like we always do, something off the Nurse with Wound list. And today is another weird one. I didn't know about this dude at all. And forgive my terrible Japanese, but Osamu Kitajima. The album is called Benzaiten. And it was an LP released in 1974. And a great website going on to say, called Mutant Sounds, by the way, while not gaining the recognition of pop idols or distinctive alternative rockers, Osamu Kitajima has quietly become one of Japan's best-selling artists. In 1974, Benzaiten was a mix of modern pop and traditional Japanese music and was well-received in Japan and later released abroad. That's the only info I've got, and that's the only info you're going to get while you listen to this wonderful track called Benzaiten Reprise by Mr. Osamu Kitajima. come to the end of yet another edition of A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. You just heard something in our 8,000-part series, The Nurse List. Osamu Kitajima. The album is called Benzaiten, released in 1974. And you heard the title track, Benzaiten Reprise. This is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.